Since the late 19th century, no fewer than 9 experimental farms were established in Alaska from Sitka to Rampart. These days, there are only 2, in Fairbanks and in Palmer. And Thursday, University of Alaska Fairbanks and state and local officials gathered to celebrate a plan for the Palmer farm's future.
The experiment station now is one of 7 institutes, professional institutes, research institutes at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And it serves as the research arm for the School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences. We have programs in the agricultural sciences that include plants, animals, soils, energy, controlled environments. We also include the forest sciences, geography, and natural resources management. And through the new Palmer Center for Sustainable Living, we hope to make all of those programs available to you folks here in the Valley.
That's Carol Lewis, the dean of UAF's School of Natural Resources and Agricultural Sciences. Lewis laid to rest worries that the farmlands would be sold to developers. The roughly 1,000 acres that encompass the experimental farm and its surroundings has been selected as the site of an ambitious program that will include an environmental studies park, recreational trails, a history center, and the laboratories and research facilities now housed in Curtula Hall on the farm grounds. The gathering doubled as a thank you to former Alaska Senator Jay Curtula, who was instrumental in getting legislative backing for research labs at the farm 2 decades ago. The gathering comes on the eve of the 75th anniversary of the Matanuska Farm Colony, and Curtula was quick to acknowledge the original colonists.
Dr. Greening went to Warm Springs and met with President Roosevelt. And President Roosevelt said, you know, Alaska is underpopulated. We may have some problems out in the Pacific, and we need to bring people up there, create an agricultural base so that if our military are up there, they will have food on hand in case we can't go back and forth with transport. According to Ernest, that was the beginning of the Matanuska Valley colonization project.
Matanuska Susitna Borough Mayor Talis Kohlberg, a former history instructor himself, relayed the story of the founding of the Matanuska Experimental Station in 1917 by one Milton Snodgrass. Snodgrass, a pig-loving, Johnny Appleseed-like individual, worked at farm sites in Kenai, Kodiak, and Fairbanks before arriving in the valley.
Contrary to what you might imagine, this was a fairly developed area even in 1915. And one of the things Snodgrass reported back after being here about 6 weeks is most of the good land is taken. And in fact, there probably was never a time in the history of this valley where there were more farmers than at that time in 1915. The railroad workers, mostly single men, were homesteading, and there were about 300 farms.
Kohlberg pointed out that the farms were there long before the towns of Palmer and Wasilla came into being. Historical looks back are entertaining, but new Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell says Alaska agriculture has a strong future.
Governor Parnell is looking at economic development for Alaska as something we definitely have to focus on. It's not just the resources of mining and timber. It's also sustainable living. It's providing for ourselves with the agriculture that started here 75 years ago from the colonists. And we need to keep focusing on that.
Dean Lewis says the very definition of agriculture is changing in the 21st century to include forestry, urban landscaping, recreation, and wildlife habitat management. She says the Palmer Center for Sustainable Living concept is in keeping with new ideas and innovative thinking. Mayor Kohlberg, for his part, mused that someday the venerable agriculture station will become the central park of the Matsu Borough. I'm Ellen Lockyer.